So, hi, I'm Tom Evans, and I'm here with the wonderful Gary Plunkett, and we're recording an outdoor Moments of Light show. How are you doing, Gary?
I'm wonderful. Aloha, Tom.
Aloha to you. Now, what about this for a view?
It's a fabulous view. Looking out across the downs, it's lovely trees and grass and goodness knows what farms and things. It's very rural.
So welcome to the Surrey Hills, Newlands Corner specifically. And we're just talking about how manifestation is strange, because a lot of people talk about manifestation, don't they? But some people don't realise that you can literally have anything you want. And what lets them down is they can learn how to manifest, but sometimes their imagination isn't big enough to manifest exactly what they could have.
Well, there's kind of like a lack of aspiration, because people are told that you can only have what's possible, whereas actually what's possible is anything you choose. And what I find is that sometimes we need to take a big crowbar to help people to raise their game and raise where they're looking. So there's kind of a tendency for people to look down instead of up. So why not look up? And not just look at, oh, well, I need X money. It's what's the X money for? And aim for that. And sometimes things come without the money part.
So it's that easy?
Yeah, absolutely. It's like there's a one lady came on one of my Law of Attraction workshops, and she wanted a VW camper van. And she didn't have any money, and she wondered how she would get it. And what happened was she met somebody who wanted an old caravan, which she had. And she had a camper van but didn't have any money, and they did a swap.
So is that easy?
And it was that easy.
So is it? Do you think it's actually law of attraction? That's quite an emotive word in lots of people's minds. I've felt that perhaps it's just a phenomenon of manifestation, the ability to make things happen.
Well, it's something that's happening all the time. So, you know, it's called a law of attraction. It's just marketing. It's resonance. You bring into your aura or bring into your environment the things that you are. So if you focus on being someone who goes in a VW camper van, then one shows up.
So it's more like the phenomenon of resonance. That's a lovely word.
Resonance, yeah.
I like resonance. So if you want to just resonate with something that you want, what could stop you from spotting it turning up?
Not looking is, you know, sometimes things are there, but you just haven't noticed. So, because we only see what we expect to see. Because people tend to say things like, well, I'll believe it when I see it, but it works the other way around. Our own inner reticular activating system only sees what we've previously programmed it for.
So we're talking about money, and I can just see there a money spider just hanging off your off your chin. So the money was there all along. It was just, you couldn't see it.
I couldn't see it.
There you go.
Under my chin.
How funny is that?
And that's manifesting the manifesting.
Isn't it just? Wonderful. So how can people, Gary, tap into your wisdom? What's the best way they can get to learn these fantastic magical tricks that you know all about?
Well, I love to share face-to-face in workshops, so if people can get along to that, then that's like very, you know, intense and what have you. But if people are unable to do that, then I'm just at the minute finalising a whole new set of online programmes with videos and audios and little exercises for people to do. So it's kind of like a work programme that you kind of do at your own pace. But the thing about Hawaiian teachings is that everything's really, really simple. The hardest thing we do is learn how to breathe, and after that, everything else is much simpler than that.
Fantastic. So this is what you call the Huna tradition.
Huna's the Western word for it.
Yeah.
The Hawaiians don't actually have a word, which is makes life tricky sometimes when you talk to them. You say, oh, what about this stuff that you do then? And they go, oh, yeah, but to them, it's just life. So it's just part of life.
Oh, I like stuff. That's pretty good.
So it's just stuff.
So why isn't your program just called Gary's Stuff then?
Well, that's a very good point, actually. Maybe I should go and get stuff more often.
So listen, we're going to put this this boo online as soon as we finish this chat. So why don't we just leave the listeners with a really simple, easy bit of stuff that they can do to give them a taste of how all this works.
Okay, well, I'll give them the really, really hard stuff. I'll give them the breath.
Fantastic.
So the breath is really simple. The breath is to breathe in through the nose.
Got it.
And then out through the mouth.
With a
And you make a kind of ha sound rather than a sound. So you're not kind of blowing.
Mm-hmm.
It's more of a from the back of the throat.
Mm-hmm.
And then just to add to that, there's an extra step where when you breathe in, you focus on the top of your head. And when you breathe out, you focus on the soles of your feet. So energy flows where attention goes. Therefore, if you put your attention on the top of your head and on the soles of your feet and the top of your head and the soles of your feet, all of a sudden you set up an energy wave through your whole body with all the extra oxygen you've just given yourself. It allows you to heal really powerfully or to become well really powerfully.
Well, let's finish this this boo then. Should we put our feet flat on the floor for this? Does that help
yes,
at all?
Yes, yeah. It does. I usually recommend we stand up as well.
Let's do that, right? So we'll stand up. The dogs will like that because it means that we're at the end of the walk and they can go and get fed. So, and how many breaths would you do to make this work?
I would do four sets of four.
Okay.
So you have a little short breath in between, and usually what you find is that when you're doing this breath, you start to notice the bits of your body that are kind of a little bit stiff because they're suddenly getting oxygen in them, which allows you to notice them. And if you do four sets of four, that's a good intro, and then gradually build up to doing maybe 10 minutes a day. It's something you can also do in the car as you're driving, so it's a good way to stay chilled and relaxed while you're driving or on public transport or in your office or wherever you happen to be, really. It's really, really, really simple.
So should we do it?
Yes, let's go for it.
Fantastic.
So just breathe in through the nose, focusing on top of head and then soles of feet. And top of head. Soles of feet. Top of head. Soles of feet. Top of head. So now just shake yourself out a bit.
Gotcha.
Just let go of the day. Let go of any tensions. Wiggle your shoulders or whatever. You can do the hokey-cokey if you want to. And then we just do the next set of four, which is breathe in through the nose again. And out through the mouth. And in again. And you start to feel relaxed. And the dogs are trying their own version of breath. And you start to lose track of, was that three, was it four, was it five?
I have a bit of dog breath in there as well. And he stops just when he gets the poo, doesn't he? It's fantastic. There you go.
And then next set of four, breathing in. And out. So you may start to feel parts of your body being a little bit stiff and you just need to bend a little bit, as much as you can comfortably.
So we don't need to get stressed about remembering the count or anything like that. That's not important, is it, at all?
No, because in Hawaii,
numbers.
Near enough.
By the way, what do you think of my outdoor recording studio?
I think your outdoor recording studio is quite large. I've never seen any such a big recording studio.
No overhead plane noise whatsoever, no traffic noise. Who needs an anechoic chamber?
Well, exactly. It's I think your technology, the way you've managed to blend all these grasses and trees together is remarkable. Well,
it took
done.
Me quite a few billion years to work this one out. So one more set of four.
One more set of four, yeah.
Great.
So breathing in. And as Tom completes the four, I'll just mention that I had some ladies come on a course and they came on another one and I said, you do know this is going to be the same? And they said, oh yes, we do hope so. And they said, oh yes, we remember you said that with 10 minutes of this you'll feel well. And we started to notice that our rheumatism and arthritis symptoms got less. So then we remembered you can keep it up for half an hour. And then they reported that all of their symptoms of rheumatism and arthritis had completely disappeared. Just 30 minutes breath every day.
So who needs a pill?
Exactly.
Great. Well, it's been a great pleasure to talk to you, Gary.
Thank you very much.
Mahalo.
We'll press the publish button and this will be online shortly.
Thank you.
Bye, everybody.